Oh, yeah, it still is. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hey, Archie. I want to show you something sad and a little bit stupid. Look at this thing, empty. Marvin the Mouse escaped again. This thing ain't strong enough for him. Not only scratches his back while he's eating it.
Well, maybe it's the bait.
Well, what are you using?
Velveeta.
You can't use a high-class delicate cheese like that. You gotta use something that stinks. Stinks, see? I'm trying to kill the mice, and you're trying to give them gourmet dinners here. Here in the kitchen, I'll find a nice juicy hunk of garbage.
Archie, guess what? The hospital.
I don't want to guess nothing.
The hospital placement service.
What become of the garbage?
Well, I put it out.
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't want it to smell.
That's when garbage is perfect.
Archie, the hospital is sending somebody over to rent the room.
Wait. I think I changed my mind about that, Edith. Oh. I don't want to rent that room.
Oh, in the hospital, you thought it was a good idea so we could pay some of our bills.
I was in a hospital there. I was full up with pills and enemas. I didn't know where I was coming or going. And you got nothing rotten in here. You used to have always two or three little wrapped up bags of moldy stuff here.
I cleaned it out yesterday.
Well, why did you? Couldn't you leave a little bit of Persian for Marvin, huh? We got to get that mouse. Don't you know mice is a dangerous animal?
Oh, no, they ain't dangerous. And Marvin so cute.
What are you talking about? They ain't dangerous. You know your biggest animal in the world there, your elephant there? He's going around eating his peanuts. A mouse comes along, he's scared to death.
I never believed that.
It certainly is true, because the mice has run up his trunk.
Oh. Why would a mouse do that?
To grab away his nuts.
You were out of work for 5 weeks.
Oh, Edith, I don't want no strangers in the house. You know what I mean? The strangers make strange noises there. And between you, me, and Marvin the Mouse, we got strange noises enough. What are you shoving a cup at me for? I got a cup.
Some people, it's very quiet.
Oh, the quiet ones are the worst ones of all, Edith. Never know what the hell they're up to. I don't want to share a bathroom with a stranger. I mean, you know, you go in there, the soap is in the dish. You know somebody used it, but you never know where.
Maybe he'd bring his own soap.
Yeah, but maybe he'd like mine better. Suppose he's one of them long-haired jerks. There's hair on the soap, hair on the soap, there's hair on the floor, hair on the sink, there's hair all over the place. The place looks like a bunch of beavers was hibernating there. Oh, medical students, the worst of all. Do you know what them guys bring home for homework? Pieces of bodies and old bones. Wouldn't that be swell to see some kid walking in here with a little bag of toes?
Think of the money. We could get $100 a month for that room.
Come on, Edith, never.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. $100.
A month.
Times 12 months, that's nearly $1,000 a year.
I think it'd be more.
Maybe you're right. Look, use a little of your horse's sense there, you know. I mean, you don't want a guy bringing girls home, sneaking them in and snuggling them up the stairs. Now, you don't want a guy like that?
Well, suppose the guy is a girl.
You wouldn't want that, neither.
I mean, suppose the person that's coming from the hospital is a nice girl.
Well, all right, a nice girl. But we don't want one of them real pretty ones, you know, attracting all the boyfriends around. That's nothing but trouble there. Get a homely one, you know? One of the skinny ones with the flat chest and the big feet. Some girl who don't want nothing more out of life except to work hard and pay the rent here. Ask for reparations, see? Yeah. There he goes. He ran right over my shoe. He's gone under the stove, ain't it? All right, keep him in there, and I'll get the broom and kill him with the broom.
Oh, no, not the broom!
Yes, I gotta kill him!
Guess Little Marvin got away.
I wouldn't be surprised, Dita. What the hell kind of housekeeping is that? How come a broom is propping up a shelf with junk?
Because you put it there when I asked.
All right, never mind. We got something important to do. Now I'm gonna run over there to Barney Hefner, see? He's got one of them big traps with a spring and steel jaws. It'll come down and cut the head right off. And if it misses the head, it'll mash the rest of many.
Oh, I don't want little Marvin to die like that.
How the hell do you want him to die? In your arms?
I'm coming. Oh, Marvin, you better hide. Good Archie's going out and getting you a trap that'll smash you. Oh, hi.
How did you do? Do you have a room for rent?
Yeah, come on in. Don't I know you? Oh, you're the lady that's the admittance girl at the hospital.
Yes, I'm Teresa Betancourt. Yeah. Jimmy C. Bonkers.
Yeah, but you can call me Edith. Come on,
sit down. You know, I was the one who checked your husband in for his gallbladder operation.
That's right. Oh, everybody was so nice to us.
And all the nurses used to say 2 prayers a day for Mr. Bonkers.
Wasn't that lovely of him? 2 prayers.
Yes, one to get well and one to go home. I only just need the room for about a month while I take my x-ray technician examination.
Oh.
And this is so close to the hospital, and besides, it'll keep me away from a man who hates me.
My, who could hate you?
My boyfriend, who loves me.
How can he hate you if he loves you?
I don't know. I do this to men all the time. They hate me and love me like hell. Anytime I talk to a man, Hector starts screaming worse than your husband is screaming in the hospital. What is your husband going to scream when he finds out you have a Puerto Rican in the house?
Oh, don't worry about Archie. His bark is worse than his bite.
Well, I don't worry about his bark, but one bite and I bite him back. How much is the room?
$100 a month. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. Can I pay you an extra $25 a month so I can have it?
Well, I was going to give you breakfast anyway. You can't go to work on an empty stomach.
Oh, you sound nice, but no. I want to pay. Okay, here you go.
Oh, thank you. I hope you're going to like it here.
Oh, Missy Bonkers, this house is a palace.
Really?
To me, it is.
Oh, well, there's a new bed upstairs. Mike and Gloria broke the other one. And the mattress is the same kind that Joey Heatherton jumps on until...
No.
Come on, I'll show it to you.
Hey, Ed, I'm home. Yeah. Well, this is what I got here from Barney. Now, this is what we should have had in the first place. You see that? That snapped the head off of a big dog.
That's awful.
What do you mean, awful? This is terrific, kid.
This is Teresa Betancourt.
How did you know? It's a pleasure to see you again, Mr. Bonkers.
Are you the Puerto Rican girl up in the hospital that told me chatter? What's she doing here?
She's gonna be our new boarder.
No, she ain't gonna be that is. No, she can't be. See, because I already promised a room to somebody else.
Archie!
You remember me telling you about the guy down at work that wanted the room?
No, you never told
me. Well, I told you, even if you forgot. It's true, ain't it? It's true there, sis. I swear to God. Oh, jeez! Puerto Rican music there. I had to tell her yesterday to turn it off, put on some American. She wouldn't do it.
Oh, yes, she did. She put on rock and roll.
Now, what the hell is American about that? Blue boy, the happiness flies up your nose.
Daddy, I like rock the roll music, and I'd like Teresa's music, too. What's the matter with you tonight? Why don't you eat your dinner? It's delicious.
Listen, when I eat a dinner, it's delicious. But when I don't eat a dinner, that's a signal to the whole world that it ain't delicious. And will you please don't take no more Puerto Rican cooking lessons from Teresa there?
I think it's very good. It's called pescado.
Ah, pescado. I call it fish and I hate it.
You haven't even tried it yet.
How am I going to try something that's looking up at me with two burled eyes?
Fish isn't looking at you.
No more, now that I covered his head there with your baked potatoes. Cut that out, you. Remember where you was raised.
I'm sorry, I forget the rules.
Yeah, no singing in the kitchen, no whistling in the bathroom, no playing the guitar in the bedroom, no happiness anywhere in this house.
I ain't got nothing against happiness in the house. All I ask is you don't show it.
Mr. Bonkers, don't worry. From now on, you won't hear me breath.
Now, listen to this. Breath. Breath. Jeez. When did you ever hear an English word, breath?
Yeah, benay breath.
Muchas gracias for the water softener, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, de nada.
Oh, qué linda, you're so cute.
How'd the bra come out?
Ay, mira, perfecto.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't be waving them cupcakes over the table.
And the pantyhose is nice and soft,
geez, the pantyhose. I hate the sight of them things. Hey, you got a boyfriend who's out to get you, huh? You just show him them things, he'll never come near you again.
Are you kidding? Men go crazy when they see these things.
Stop that! Stop that!
M-I-C.
Will you remember you are at the table? Take that off your head. All right, now let's have no more talk or anything about underwear. Can't you take it all the way there, Teresa? Have some coffee like a nice girl.
In a minute, Poppy.
See that she's calling me Poppy the whole week long. Why don't you help the girl correct her English? That ain't a good English word there, Teresa. See, I ain't your Poppy. I'm her Poppy there.
Oh, that's what we call all the cute old men, Poppy.
Now, that's disrespect, eh?
Oh, she's just trying to be nice to you.
But cute is nice, but old is disrespect. And I expect as much respect from this girl as I do my own daughter there. What the hell's the use in talking, huh?
She just try to be nice to Teresa.
I am nice to everybody, Edith.
Yeah, but you're a lot nicer to people who aren't Puerto Rican.
Oh, now listen, get off of that there, little girl. Because I'm one guy who ain't prejudiced against anybody who may be less superior than me. To tell you the truth, I'm a little worried about this girl. She's got a jealous boyfriend who's coming after her there. And you know how Puerto Rican people are when they get mad.
No, how are them Puerto Rican people when they get mad?
Well, if they happen to be holding one of these at the time, you could get yourself an amateur nose job.
And you say you're not prejudiced using that stupid old stereotype about all Puerto Ricans carrying knives?
If you'd have let me finish, I would have said that it ain't them people's fault.
Whose fault is it?
It is the fault, little girl, of society. Society. See, you know that. It is watching some of the higher class TV murder dramas there. Them people are poor, see? That's why your Puerto Ricans have knives. They ain't like your regular Americans who can afford a gun. Don't be doing that to me with them teeth I paid for.
A lot for the pescado. De nada.
And Daddy, if you're not gonna eat that, can I take it home to Michael?
Just the eyes. The rest of it we're gonna feed the mob and see if a bone gets stuck in his throat.
Thanks, Poppy.
Oh, cut that.
Tango,
chido. Cut that.
Hey, Daddy. Teresa's only gonna be here 3 more weeks, so could you please be nice to her?
Get out of here! It'd be nice to nobody. In the head of this house, I bring home the bacon here. Teresa don't like it. She can go home and cut bananas.
Mr. Bunkers, I don't want to complain, but there is a rat in my room.
That ain't a rat, Teresa. That's only a little mouse there. He won't be around long. Just as soon as he sticks his mush in that trap there, he's finished, see? But, look, if you're scared, I'll go up there. Before you want to go to bed, I'll get him out of your room.
In the meantime, where do I study?
What, you got to study something?
Oh, I have to pass a test tomorrow.
Well, you can study down here. The meathead always done that. The meathead went through college in his room.
Thank you.
Sure, sit down any way you like there. I'll just read my paper here. You won't hear a sound out of me. I ain't got nothing to do with that. See, that's what you call hungry gas. The reason I got the hungry gas, I didn't have no dinner. And you know the reason I didn't have no dinner.
You didn't like your pescado?
Well, I like seafood, but I can't stand eating nothing that's watching me while I'm eating.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to make you something wonderful tomorrow. I'm going to make you some octopus.
I don't want to eat nothing that looks like it's going to start hugging me, neither.
Tokyo.
Oh, let me get this on here. Oh, this is some moving picture here. Wait till you see this here, Teresa. Here it is, here it is. See, there's the frog. He's just coming into Tokyo now. See that? Now he's eating all the buildings there. Go, frog, go. Pay him back to Pearl Harbor. Go, go. See that there? Hey, look, there's a smart trick. He takes a trolley car, turns it upside down, he shakes all the Japs out, see? And he eats them like bugs. Sayonara, Japs. Go.
Mr. Bunkers, could you turn down the sound, please?
Well, you can't do that. You can't enjoy it unless you hear the victim screaming.
I don't mean the sounds from the TV. I mean the sounds from you.
Oh, don't pay no attention to me. I always holler at the monster pictures there. Particularly this frog picture. I've seen it 4 or 5 times.
But the frog can't hear what you say. It's a fake frog. It's a fake lamppost, it's a fake building, it's a fake movie.
Well, sure it's fake, everybody knows that. All movies are fake. But this is very exciting. This is a wonderful pitch. I call that a great pitch.
It stinks. It stinks!
Therese, you just said a very stupid thing there, 3 times. And don't use that word, stinks. That ain't a nice English word. You never hear me use words like that. And stinks, no. This picture don't stink. I ain't saying it's a great acting picture there. That ain't a Duane picture. But what you got to think of is the terrific technical geniuses that turn the whole of downtown Tokyo into a meal for a frog.
It still stinks.
Now, don't say that word no more. That ain't a nice word. It don't stink. That's a great picture there. That's one of the greatest pictures ever made. If I was the Japs, I'd give that picture the Jap Academy reward.
If you think that that picture deserves a Japanese Academy reward, then you got no taste.
I got no what?
What's the matter? Don't you speak English? No taste.
Edith! Edith, come in here. This is important, Edith. Get in here right away. Edith, you know what this guy just said to me? You wouldn't believe this. Now, what is about the worst thing anybody could say to me?
You fat?
No, that ain't it. She said I ain't got no taste. No taste. How do you like that? To say that to a man with a color TV and a 5-year subscription to the Reader's Digest. No taste! Well, you just spoiled my whole evening here.
But you spoiled my study time.
Well, you spoiled my frog picture there.
You making fun of my English?
Everybody makes fun of your English. Teresa, I think I might have better make believe I didn't understand none of that. Get away from there now. I told you not to do that at night anymore, opening the door the way you do. Ain't you afraid a Boston Strangler could jump in on you?
No, this is New York.
Hey, stand back over there. Let me open the door, huh? Oh, geez. You know who that is out there?
The Boston Strangler?
No, it's her Puerto Rican boyfriend.
Oh, she don't want to see him. Don't open it.
I gotta open it. With his pranky shoes, he'll kick holes in it.
What do you want?
Talking about Teresa. Teresa Betancourt.
Well, she's here. No, she's gone. Oh, ain't homo, you know?
704, house out of three?
Yeah, but Teresa ain't here. She went over to Jersey there. There's bullfights in Hoboken. I'm fine. Better be glad I didn't eat dinner. I pescado all over my chair.
Well, he shouldn't have hit my brother.
Your brother?
This guy's your brother here?
Yeah.
Well, how the hell was I supposed to know that? I mean, looking at him standing there,
No. You're not gonna tell me we all look alike.
I didn't say that. You certainly all sound alike.
We thought he was your boyfriend. Archie was trying to protect you.
Ave Maria Purissima. You take care of Luis, and I take care of Mr. Bonkers.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Here, sit down.
Ay, gracias.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Bonkers. Bonkers.
Where are I, Mr. Bonkers?
One. Only one. Can't you erase the yes off of that thing?
Bunker.
Perfect.
Sorry I punched you. I can't believe that you tried to save my life.
No.
That is the nicest thing that anyone has ever done for me.
Oh, yeah, well, don't mention it. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Muchas gracias, papi.
They're not out of there. Oh, jeez, we got you modernist. Maybe I can't get rid of her. We sure got rid of you. Nothing. Maybe I'm gonna have to get used to the bodies.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.